John, the other day, I ran into a client that I hadn't seen for many years, and they were still wearing a diamond that they bought about 25 years ago that was fracture filled.
Ooh. Okay, so that is that a permanent?
No. Fracture filling is actually not a permanent treatment for diamond. It's done to enhance the clarity of it and fill in surface breaking inclusions to give the diamond a finished look. But as you know, you can't work on the mountings same way.
No. They can't take heat. They explode. I have a written sign that says, not responsible for fracture-filled stones, because there's so many out there. The thing is, did she notice a difference after 20 years?
I think the material was replaced once already within the gemstone, as most of the people who did that type of process of will still retreat the stone to keep it good looking. But, right. You know, she
makes some of those inclusions disappear.
Right. And she can't get a GIA report on the stone because GIA will not issue a laboratory report on a diamond that has a treatment that is not permanent.
So that's, keep in mind, that's fracture filled. What can you tell me about laser drilling?
Well, laser drilling is a permanent treatment, and you can buy a laser drilled stone, and it does improve the look of the diamond. And the drill holes are usually only visible under magnification. So I don't have a problem with laser drilling, but the thing about laser drilling now and fracture-filled diamonds is because we have a proliferation of synthetic diamonds now for clients, they've almost gone by the wayside.
I agree with you. But back to the laser drilling, about the width of a hair. And for me, I spot it.
Well, so of course.
I don't like it whatsoever. But onto the proliferation of new lab-grown diamonds.
Right.
That are taking the place of all those other enhancements don't count anymore because of the market of these lab-grown diamonds are so much cheaper. People just buy the lab-growns.
Right. And it makes total sense to buy the lab-growns because they are the same physical, chemical, and optical properties as the natural material. And they're very, very durable.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's diamond. The thing is, if you're going to resell it, so to speak, I think you're going to not find it easier to sell because it's a lab-grown. They can keep making them and making them and making them. You cannot keep making real diamonds. There's a limited amount of real diamonds in the world.
Well, that's true, John. And that's why we're seeing these wider and wider gaps in the marketplace between the cost of a natural diamond and the cost of a lab-created diamond.
Right. So going with a real diamond, it depends on what you want it for. You know, if this is a serious...
Well, the engagement ring is usually the classic natural diamond ring. We do understand that and the need for it. But I will say this, some of the people that buy synthetic diamonds for that purpose do not want the natural stones because they don't like the earth being disturbed in the way that it is to retrieve them. The other thing is they like the affordable price and can afford a larger synthetic stone than they can a natural stone.
That's very, very true. And don't forget, the lab-grown ones do have their chemical mark on the planet, their carbon mark as well. There's an argument about that.
Yes, they do, because it takes a lot of energy to create a diamond in a laboratory. That's why the De Beers project out in Portland, Oregon, was to be using renewable green energy like wind and solar to produce the synthetic diamonds. So they can be, you know, not the worst thing.
Okay, that's true. I mean, versus the incredible mining that goes on.
Right. Well, I'll tell you something, John. There are just people who are environmentally resistant to buying a natural diamond. And then, of course, we've had the movie Blood Diamond and other unflattering things said about the diamond and jewelry
business. It's a reality about the jewelry and the diamond world, to tell you the truth.
Well,
it's
the world of gemstones and metals, precious metals as well.
Yeah. Well, Virginia, thank you very much.
Okay, John. Bye for now. Did your bye